Yeah, we have the project. It's called the Dunbar School Project. And Dunbar School is the African American school that was built in Centralia back in 1926 and 27. So the building still exists. It's in really, really rough condition. So we are trying to build a memorial to that school and the students and teachers that actually went there. So we're trying to raise a little money to do a memorial plaque in one of the local parks.
Now, tell us exactly where that's located at in Centralia for folks who don't know.
In Centralia, it's on West Wilson and Fullwater Street. So it's west of the main A.B. Chance Hubble building in town. It's been there a long time. A lot of people are aware of the building, but they don't actually know the history of it.
Certainly. Can you talk a little bit about that history? You said it was the first school for African Americans in Centralia?
Yeah, it was the only African American school there. It was built in 1926 or 27. They actually opened their doors in 1927. It housed about 20 to 30 students every year from first grade to eighth grade. So previous to that, our African American friends were schooled in their homes and their churches. So this was the first time that a school had actually been built for them. And it was named after Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and he was an Ohio-born child of slaves. He was a poet and a novelist. And many African American schools at that time were named after him because he was very prominent. So it has a very unique structure. It was two rooms, but it was double hinged roof and double walled brick. So it was very uniquely and solidly built. The building today, of course, is in a really bad disrepair. Roof is gone, and to take down that building or repair it would cost way too much. Inside of it, it's still pretty cool. They have the chalkboards that were painted on, and those are still there. They have the old tile ceilings, metal tile ceilings, original window doors. So some very cool features are still left, but it's in very, very bad disrepair.
And now, whenever you build this memorial, would you have some of the memorabilia on display or some of the artifacts from that school?
Well, right now we're working towards a memorial marker, and it'll be a historical marker, and those are, to get it done correctly, is about $3,000. So we had architects and contractors in to look at the old school and hundreds of thousands to move it because it is on private property and we don't want to put a memorial on private property. So to move it would be way more. And so if we can raise more than the cost of the marker, we'd like to incorporate some of those pieces of that old building and maybe make a kiosk memorial that has a timeline and photos and those kind of things. So again, it all depends on the funds we can raise.
Certainly. Now you're raising those funds. If anybody wanted to donate to that, how could they go about doing that?
Well, we're partnering with the Centralia Parks because the memorial will be housed at the JC Park in Centralia. So our park people will install it and service it and maintain it there. So if they want to give, they can make their checks to the Centralia Friends of the Park, and they can send it to this Parks and Rec Center in Centralia, and that's at 802 West Lakeview Street in Centralia. But we also need, for anybody that's listening, pictures of the school or pictures of the students or even stories of teachers or things that happened there, because we're really struggling with that. We have old pictures, of course, today of the school, but we don't have them when it was new, and we have a couple of pictures from students, but we are really searching for any more memorabilia that's out there.
And there's is there a website or an email that they can send that
to? There is.
To?
They can send that to the Centralia Park, at centraliaparks at yahoo.com. Anything you have, any story, we'd love to hear them.
All right. Well, is there any kind of a time frame that you would like to see this, have this come to fruition, if you will?
We won't be able to do anything till the spring, but spring's coming quickly. So, we're in the middle of the fundraising now, and we hope to be completed and maybe have it installed sometime this year.